A brief update on the possibility of connecting the Scotia sewer system to the Rio Dell wastewater plant was provided at the February 18th meeting of the Rio Dell City Council. City Manager Kyle Knopp summarized the preliminary proposal.
So we did check in with the Scotia CSD to see where they're at this point in time on that. And that option is still potentially on the table. They have applied for and are in the process of receiving a grant to help study some of the options available for their board for wastewater. So could be that they just replace the plant in Scotia where it's at, or they might have to, another option is to move it to higher ground and build a new plant over there, or a third option that they're going to be exploring is an interconnection to the plant over here. So that is potentially good news, and one of the, you know, would be a major structural change to wastewater operations in the city. So it's something we want to try to be as responsive to as possible in the near future. But of course, the pace on that is going to be set by the Scotia CSD.
Councilmember Frank Wilson asked Knopp a follow-up question.
Why would we want to try? Why would we want to tie everything to our plan?
So one of the, you know, potential benefits out of that is in processing additional wastewater, you have essentially an additional revenue stream to help spread some of the cost of the wastewater operation out. So you essentially have another customer paying in. So the wastewater plant has the capacity to handle additional loads. However, the problem is development. The development rate in the city is relatively low as it is in the region, but if suddenly you had 270 homes connected onto the system, that would potentially make a significant difference in terms of rates and the structure of the overall system. And so without, you know, making any promises as to what would result, there are definitely some potential savings and long-term efficiencies. It's just better to do, and from just an efficiency standpoint in the long run, to have one plant operating for both communities as opposed to two totally separate plants.
The council also voted to begin the initial steps to put a utility rate study out for bid. The next regular meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be Tuesday, March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. On Tuesday, February 25th, the Rio Dell Planning Commission will be meeting at 6:30 p.m. in the Council Chamber at City Hall. They'll be debating a recommendation to the City Council regarding changes to city ordinances, including accessory and junior dwelling units, among others. They will also be considering the conditional use permit applications for two commercial cannabis developments at the Humboldt-Rio Dell Business Park, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill site. Rio Dell Holdings is proposing numerous greenhouses spread out over four parcels for cultivation as well as a manufacturing building. Northwestern 101 LLC is applying for a conditional use permit for seven large greenhouses totaling approximately 55,000 square foot of cultivation. Rio Dell is expecting the opening of the first of three cannabis dispensaries in the very near future. Proper Wellness Center is expected to open very soon. Element 7 purchased the Green Bean Coffee Building and will be opening their dispensary soon. A third dispensary on Wildwood Avenue is expected to be developed soon as well. The full City Council and Planning Commission agendas are available at theriodelltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.